I'd call this meeting to order on Tuesday, February 21st at 5:32. Ms. Gary, would you please call the roll?
Senator Bishop.
Present.
Senator Klayman.
Here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Keel.
Here.
Senator Olson.
Here.
Senate President Stevens.
Here.
Representative Edgman.
Here.
Representative Hannon.
Here.
Representative Johnson.
Here.
Representative Rauscher. Representative Sadler.
Here.
Speaker Tilton.
Here.
Representative McCabe.
Here.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Honored to be here.
12 members present.
Thank you, Madam. With 12 members present, then I nominate and elect Senator L.B. Gray Jackson as the chair of Legislative Council and ask for unanimous consent and that the nominations be closed. Seeing and hearing no objections, Senator Gray Jackson is the chair.
Slide that down to Dan.
Madam Speaker, do you have a motion for the election of Vice Chair?
Madam Chair, I nominate and elect Representative Kevin McCabe as the Vice Chair of Legislative Council and ask for unanimous consent and that the nominations be closed.
Without objection, Representative McCabe is Vice Chair. Congratulations. Are there any other comments before we proceed? It is a long-time policy of the Council to have the requirement of 8 members for a quorum and 8 members to approve a motion. With a 14-member joint committee, this policy ensures at least one member of the body approves a motion or satisfies a quorum to do the Council's business. Unless there is an objection, I'd like to maintain this tradition. Hearing no objection, this policy is approved. In 2011, the Council adopted the practice of appointing alternate members to the committee, similar to the committees such as LBNA and Ethics. For 2023 and 2024, the alternate member for the Senate is Senator Bert Stedman, and there is no alternate member in the House. I'd like to establish the policy that the alternate members are welcome to sit at the table at any of our meetings. Regarding voting, an alternate may only vote in the absence of an appointed council member of their respective body. In other words, the Senate alternate may only vote if the Senate member is not present. A Senate alternate may not vote if all Senate council members are present, even if there is an absence in the House council membership. Unless there is an objection, I'd like to establish this policy. Hearing no objection, that policy is approved. I am going to go back a little bit before we continue with the agenda because I missed a part and I missed my opening remarks. So bear with me, folks. This is my first meeting. I want to first thank my staff, Jeff Stepp, who is my staff for the council, and he's just pretty amazing, and I'm so lucky and so fortunate to have him. Thank you, Jeff. And I want to thank my other two staffers, Bessie and Harlan. They're wonderful, too, and I'm happy to have them. And I want to thank, gosh, I don't want to start crying my first meeting, goodness gracious. But I also want to thank all the LLA staff because they're, like, super amazing, and I'm so honored that I get to work so closely with them this time around. So thank you. And I want to thank all of you for your willingness to serve on this committee. I pledge to treat everyone with respect, from fellow committee members and staff to our presenters, who are primarily nonpartisan staff dedicated to serving the Alaska legislature. I anticipate that all members will do the same. As chair, I will endeavor to schedule meetings with plenty of advance notice for the planning purposes of committee meetings, legislative staff, and LAA staff. I will strive to send materials as soon as possible, as early as possible. Please take the time to read the documents prior to the meeting. If you have any questions of LAA staff, please try to talk with them before the meeting so that they can be prepared to answer on the record, or at least please try to notify them of your questions in advance. Going forward, I will do my very best to contact all members to discuss agenda items prior to each meeting. I will give everyone an opportunity to talk about the issues before us. I will be cognizant of your busy schedules and will be as efficient as possible during these meetings. LAA staff are here to serve us, so when they present data, please be courteous and respectful in your questions and comments. Finally, again, I look forward to working with Vice Chair McCabe, getting to know colleagues from the House, and working with each of you on this very important committee. Agenda item C, sanction and charity events. Per Alaska Statute 24.20.080A2B, Legislative Council sanctions charitable events that have 501c3 tax exempt status. The policy in place since 2003 grants the chair the ability to sanction these charitable events, and the committee would ratify the chair's action at the next council meeting. Unless there is objection, I would like to maintain the existing policy. Hearing no objection, that policy is approved. D, subcommittees. I'd like to continue the work of three Ledge Council subcommittees. The Information Technology Committee, which will advise the full council on IT-related projects and operations affecting the legislature, as well as vetting technology proposals. Security Committee, which will advise the full council on potential improvements to security at the Capitol and other legislative facilities, including consideration of the ID badge policy. Assembly Building Policy Subcommittee, which will produce policy recommendations to the full council for the best use of the assembly building for the benefit of the legislature and its service agencies. So please let either me, my committee aide, Jeff Stepp, know if you'd like to serve on one of those subcommittees or if you'd like to recommend one of your staff to represent you. I'd like to pause for a moment and give the mic to Jessica, our executive director.
Thank you, Chair Gray Jackson, for the opportunity to introduce my hardworking management team. They keep the wheels turning and support the important work you all do to support the state of Alaska. From parking to cybersecurity, bill drafting to office builds, payroll to newsletter printing, policy research to procurement, office moves, travel reimbursements, safety, parliamentary procedures, everything in between, and sometimes tasks we haven't even thought of yet. We're the nonpartisan legislative pit crew that help get you across the finish line each session. So on the phone are Chief Counsel and Parliamentarian Megan Wallace and Anchorage Operations Manager Mike Warenda. In the room, I have Chief of Security Ramey Vinson, Chief Information Officer Tim Banizak. I was going to ask you guys to stand, but you can keep sitting if you want. Manager of Information and Teleconferencing and the LAOs, Tim Powers, Procurement Officer and Supply Manager JC Kestel, Finance Manager Mindy Kistner, Print Shop and Documents Manager John Wright, Facilities Manager Serge Lesh, Human Resources Manager Skip Lobaugh, Research Manager Chuck Burnham, Legal Services Director Emily Nauman, as well as my Deputy Director Sante Lesh and my Special Assistant Molly Kiesel, who is also the Recording Secretary for this committee. All together, our team has a combined total of 200 years of legislative service and the institutional knowledge to go with it, and I am proud to lead this effective group of professionals. So thank you so much for the privilege.
We're now at agenda item number 4, approval of minutes. Vice Chair McCabe, do you have a motion for approval of the minutes?
I do,
you, Madam Chair. I move that the Legislative Council approve the minutes of the December 19th, 2022 meeting as presented.
Thank you. I object for the purposes of discussion. These are the minutes from the last Leg Council meeting of 2022, and if there's any discussion or objection to the motion? If no objection, then the minutes are approved. Oops. Pardon me. Representative Tilton.
No, there was no objection, but I did want to note, I don't believe these were the last Legislative Council meeting, was it?
Through the chair, Representative Tilton, the last one of 2022. We'll have one more this, yeah.
We are now at agenda item number 5, committee business. A, 2023 manual of legislative drafting approval. Mr. Vice Chair, do you have a motion?
I do, Madam Chair. I move that the Legislative Council approve the 2023 legislative drafting manual.
I object for the purposes of discussion and would like to call Emily Noman, I hope I pronounced that correctly, Legislative Service Director, and Hillary Martin, Reviser of Statutes, to come to the table to present and answer any questions. Thank you.
Good afternoon. In front of you with the yellow cover, for your consideration, is the proposed 2023 Drafting Manual of Legislative Drafting. The Manual of Legislative Drafting is adopted each legislature as required under Uniform Rule 10. Uniform Rule 10 requires that the manual, quote, be followed by all officers and employees of the legislature in the preparation, processing, and disposition of all legislative documents and records. The Drafting Manual operates as the rules for our office. That is, when you send us a request for legislative drafting, a bulk of our work is conforming it to the standards of the Drafting Manual. Most of the 2023 updates are simple. That's updating references from the 32nd legislature to the 33rd legislature. There were a few technical and substantive changes that are outlined in the January 19th memo provided to you. And our reviser, Hillary Martin, is here to answer any questions you might have about the Drafting Manual or the changes.
Seeing no questions, Jessica, may I have a roll call vote, please?
Senator Bishop.
Yes.
Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
Yes.
Senate President Stevens.
Yes.
Representative Edgeman.
Yes.
Representative Hannon. Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Rauscher. Representative Sadler.
Yes.
Speaker Tilton.
Yes.
Vice Chair McCabe.
Yes.
Chair Gray Jackson.
Yes.
12 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you. We are now on agenda item B, Office of Victims' Rights. Mr. Vice Chair, do you have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move that the Legislative Council approve Bill Version 33-LS0441/A and request the Senate Rules Committee to introduce it.
Thank you. I object for purposes of discussion, and I'd like to welcome Ms. Geary to explain this legislation and answer any questions.
Sure. Thank you so much. For the record, Jessica Geary, Executive Director of Legislative Affairs Agency. As was discussed at the last Legislative Council Committee for the 32nd Legislature, the Office of Victims' Rights Attorneys, which are four attorneys, they were inadvertently left off of the attorney pay raise bill, HB 226. And so this, we've corrected the budgetary component, but in order for that to really stand, this legislation needs to be approved to amend the statute to add those particular attorneys to the salary pay schedule. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions, and we also have Megan Wallace on the line.
Seeing no questions, I remove my objection. Ms. Geary, can you please do a roll call?
Senator Bishop.
Yes.
Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
Yes.
Senate President Stevens.
Yes.
Representative Edgeman.
Yes.
Representative Hannon.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Sadler.
Yes.
Speaker Tilton.
Yes.
Vice Chair McCabe.
Yes.
Chair Gray Jackson.
Yes.
12 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you. We are now on agenda item 5C, 2023 Revisions Bill Approval. Representative McCabe, do you have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council approve the 2023 Revisions Bill version 33-LS0303/Bravo and request the Senate Rules Committee to introduce it.
I object for the purposes of discussion, and I'd like to welcome Catherine Kurt, Assistant Revisor of Statute, and Emily Noman, Director of Legal Services, to come to the table and present and answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Gray Jackson. My name is Catherine Kurtz. I'm Assistant Revisor of Statutes for the record. And the purpose of the Revisor's Bill, which is anticipated in statute, is to improve the statutes by correcting or removing deficiencies, conflicts, and obsolete provisions. We review the statutes on a regular basis for that type of problem. And we also receive suggestions when other people, when users of the statutes, including the Department of Law, notice issues. We've compiled some of those. We don't try and fix everything. The bill in front of you is deliberately policy neutral, as is our agency. We're not trying to make any changes that would affect policy. We're just trying to clean up the statutes. It's in the nature of a housekeeping bill. So we asked the Department of Law to review this draft. They did. They found no legal issues, and they indicated that they support the proposed amendments in the bill. The changes are explained in the sectional summary. I'm happy to answer questions if there are any questions about specific sections.
Seeing no questions, I remove my objection. Ms. Geary, please take a roll call.
Senator Bishop.
Yes.
Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
Yes.
Senate President Stevens.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Hannon.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Sadler.
Yes.
Speaker Tilton.
Yes.
Vice Chair McCabe.
Yes.
Chair Gray Jackson.
Yes.
12 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you. We are now on agenda item 5D, fiscal year 22 legislature audit. This is not an action item, and it's just informative for committee only. I'd like to welcome Mindy Kistner, finance manager, to the table to present the order and ask any questions, answer any questions.
Good evening, Madam Chair and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Mindy Kistner, Finance Manager for Legislative Affairs Agency. In your meeting packet is a copy of the FY22 audit conducted by external auditors LG Rayfield. By statute, the legislature undergoes an independent audit of its internal controls and financial statements. The outcome of the FY22 audit is a clean audit with no exceptions. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mindy. Since this isn't an action item, there's no motion necessary. We are now on agenda item 5E, fiscal year 24, Legislative Council budget. Vice Chair McCade, do you have a motion?
I do, Madam Chair. I move that the Legislative Council, per AS24.20.130, approve the fiscal year 24 Legislative Council proposed budget and transmit it to the House and Senate Finance Committees for their review and action.
I object for the purposes of discussion. After our discussion, and if the motion is approved, the Leg Council budget will be advanced to the respective legislature budget subcommittees. Representatives Tilton and Johnson serve on the House subcommittee, and Senators Hoffman, Olson, and Stevens serve on the Senate subcommittee. The House Finance Subcommittee is scheduled to consider the legislature's budget on Friday at 3:30 p.m. Ms. Geary, will you please explain the budget and answer any members' questions? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Gray Jackson. Again, for the record, Jessica Geary, Executive Director, Legislative Affairs Agency. So before you today is the FY24 proposed budget and sectional narrative that details each appropriation and allocation in the budget. In preparing this budget request, I met with the presiding officers, rules chairs, and House and Senate Finance Committee co-chair staff, as well as the Ledge Council chair. This committee is responsible for authorizing the transmittal of this budget request to the finance committees for action. By voting yes, you agree to pass the budget to finance for any additional work or changes they may make. Rather than going page by page, I will highlight the significant items in this request, and I'm happy to answer questions at any time as I'm going through. Generally speaking, overtime hours worked by nonpartisan staff are still fairly high, though are moving in the right direction, and recruitment and retention remains challenging in specific areas, mainly seasonal and lower range positions. For calendar year 2022, in which there were no special sessions, LAA staff worked a combined total of more than 8,000 hours of overtime, though not overtime eligible, so I want to make sure to make that distinction, which is the equivalent of just over 4 full-time positions, and several employees exceeded the annual limit of 150 hours of comp time before the end of the year, meaning the extra hours required to complete their work were essentially donated. This is a reduction of about 20% from 2021, which had 4 special sessions. So the administrative services portion of the legislature's budget had significant cuts in FY16 and has been essentially flat funded since then. Efficiencies and attrition have supported workload increases and existing services without impacting the budget, despite the current rate of inflation. This allocation now has an 8% vacancy rate in personal services, and maintaining current operations will require more resources. Specifically, 2 additional full-time positions are included in this budget request, a contracting officer in the supply section and an information assistant for the MATSU LAO for a total of $200,000. As well as an increment of $450,000 to reduce the vacancy rate to a more sustainable 3%. Any questions on that before I move on? As was just discussed in the previous item, as a companion to the required legislation, the Office of Victims' Rights allocation includes an increment of $107,000 to fund placing the OVR attorneys permanently on the attorney salary schedule. Next is the Legislative Security Services allocation. Legislative Council approved a contract for security services at the Anchorage Legislative Office Building in an increment of $100,000 to fund it, is in our request. In session expenses, there is an increment of $117,000 to fund an increase in the staff lodging stipend as approved by Legislative Council in January, and requested receipt authority of $35,000 for royalties received from LexisNexis for publication of Alaska statutes. Finally, session expenses has been chronically underfunded the past several budget cycles and has had to borrow money from the interim budget, otherwise known as the legislative operating budget. To ensure a fully funded session expenses allocation, including enough funding for a 30-day special session, an increment or permanent transfer from the interim budget in the amount of $581,000 is recommended. And I'm happy to provide further detail or answer questions.
Seeing no questions, I remove my objection. Ms. Geary, can you please do a roll call?
Senator Bishop.
Yes.
Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
Yes.
Senate President Stevens.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Hannon.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Sadler. Speaker Tilton.
Yes.
Vice Chair McCabe.
Yes.
Chair Gray Jackson.
Yes.
12 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you. We are now on agenda item 6. Adjournment. Thank you all for being here this evening. With no further, anything further to come. I'm sorry, Representative Stevens. Sorry about that.
And I want to compliment you on a on a flawless meeting with unanimity on every issue. It may be the last time you see that, but well done.
Well, thank you. Again, with no further... Whoops, I'm sorry. I got to take these glasses off because they're just for reading up close because I have them on here I can't see. Senator Bishop.
I'd like to echo Senator Stevens' comments to our new vice chair and you too as well, ma'am.
Thank you, Senator. Okay, any other comments? All right, with no further comments, before the committee, we are adjourned at 5:58 p.m. Thank you.
All right. Well,